You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Zeke, what are you doing?
Driving on the highway.
Oh, boy. Get us off your speakerphone or Bluetooth, Zeke. Just get on your regular phone. Will you do that for me?
Okay.
There you go. All right, what's your unusual way of eating pancakes?
Unusual way of eating pancakes? I like to put peanut butter and jelly on them.
Oh, that sounds different.
Are you just saying that, or do you really do that?
No, I really do that.
Do you?
And why wouldn't you really? I mean, if you think it, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is not that different from pancakes with peanut butter and jelly.
That's not probably pretty tasty. Different. I'm not a big jelly fan, but I would do the peanut butter, I think.
But the jelly, then you don't need the syrup.
No, you wouldn't need the syrup, would you?
I'm going to try that next time.
I think you would do half peanut butter, right? And then half jelly and then fold it in half like a taco and then eat it like a taco.
Well, what's with this hand thing? Leave your hands out of it.
Hand taco.
Just slather the peanut butter on and then spoon a little bit of the jelly. I kind of like this idea.
I kind of like the hand idea.
You fold it in half like a taco. It's a pancake taco.
Right. You're a pancake taco.
Then you don't need to dirty any other dishes or utensils.
Right, less dishes to do.
Less dishes, Dom.
It's the same number of dishes. Nope. All you're saving is a fork.
So it's not the same number of dishes. You're down one dish, one
it's
utensil.
It's a fork.
So, takes up space.
You're taking up space.
Sometimes when you dirty a lot of dishes and you need that one fork, you got it.
You got that fork, right? Or you open the drawer and it's empty and you're like, oh, if I had just not used that fork during that pancake situation.
Zeke, I have to say, I don't know you, but I'm going to assume that you and I are in different places in our world because I have more than one fork in my drawer. So you and I are a little bit different. I don't have to conserve forks.
Jeez, Dom.
Just don't want to brag.
Way to fork shame somebody.
I don't want to brag, Zeke. Wow. I don't want to brag, but I've got at least a dozen forks.
He also has somebody that does his dishes for him, Zeke.
So what's your point?
Right.
Zeke, what do you do for a living?
Right now, nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, well, that's why he's only got one fork.
What do you want to do, correct, Zeke?
What I want to do? Well, I just had surgery on my foot not too long ago, so I've been out.
So you're not going to pursue the soccer career. What else would you want to do?
What's wrong with your foot?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
I had to have reconstructive surgery on it, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, but why? What happened to your foot?
What happened?
I don't really even know. I think I kicked my front door too hard and kind of started separating it.
Why'd you kick your front door?
Are you a violent man?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. My family always locks the door when I've got things to carry, so.
You got pancake mix you're carrying in, and the door's locked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you kicked the door, smashed your foot, then you have surgery, and then you're out of
no
a job.
No job. No fork.
Zeke, right. You got to get that anger under control, my friend.
Yeah. What's your right. dream job?
What's my dream job?
Yeah.
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
No.
Something that I don't have to do a lot of, but I get paid a lot.
Yeah, that's a good thing to get, buddy.
Maybe a radio DJ.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd go far. You'd go far with that work ethic. How old are you, Zeke?
I am 49.
You think you got this life thing figured out by now, but I guess not. Well,
you got somebody in your life that's making money for you, Zeke?
Yeah.
The old lady?
Yeah, my wife and my kids.
All right.
Fair enough.
Kick back.
Well, quit kicking doors and get your butt out there. You ready to play rattle off?
Oh, ready.
All right.
Okay, hold. I'm going to put you on hold, so don't go away, okay?
Don't get mad.
Okay.
Yeah, don't kick anything. Hold on. Hold on. Just hold on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Hannah, will you continue to hold even if Zeke wins?
Oh, sure. He's not going to win, though. It's okay.
You got a feeling, huh?
Yeah, I think we all have that feeling. Listen, hold on. Don't go away.
Hold on, Hannah.
Just hold on. Just hold on. Don't hang up. Bailey, we really want to come back and talk to you. So even if there's a winner before you, you'll stay on the line, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. She said absolutely, so let's see if she's a woman of her word. Brooke, what about you? Are you going to continue to hold no matter what?
I'll try my hardest.
Come on, Brooke. Try real
Why
hard.
Would you not be able to? Like, what's so pressing in your next in the next 20 minutes?
Well, I am headed to a doctor's appointment, so if
no,
I have
they can
to go,
wait.
I have to go.
Once you get there, they're going to make you wait an hour anyway, so just be chill, okay?
Okay, I'll be chill.
Okay. All right. Zeke, you didn't really inspire a lot of confidence with the other people on hold. Are you ready to try it?
Yeah, I kind of heard the second lady, I think it was Hannah, said I wasn't going to win, so she will be waiting.
Yeah, so
that's
you better focus.
That's correct.
Close your eyes,
that's
cross
correct.
Your fingers, and focus.
Yeah.
All right.
This is one of those where you get to pick part of your participation here, Zeke. I want you to give me a letter. Give me a letter. Any letter. I wouldn't make it a hard one like X or Z. Don't do that. Just give me a letter.
Give you a letter. Let's go with T.
T is a good one. Okay. 10 seconds. Give us five. These can be anywhere in the world. Five cities or towns that begin with the letter T. Ready and go.
Thornton, Thailand, Dubai. Oh, no, that's Dubai. oh, my God. Now.
Oh, darn it.
Hannah knew what she was talking about,
correct.
Zeke. You got to give Hannah mad props right now, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
Dubai sounds lovely,
like
though.
Hannah.
Yeah. Look, Zeke, it's been a pleasure talking to you. We hope your foot heals quickly, okay?
Best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
See you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. Hannah, I'd like to say you're omniscient or whatever, but I don't think that took a lot of skill on your part, do you?
No, but I don't blame him. I probably couldn't have gotten that one either.
You couldn't have done that one either.
I bet you could have.
Tokyo? I mean...
Yeah, Tampa,
Toronto,
Tallahassee,
Tijuana.
Come on, Texarkana.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a pretty good one, Dom.
Boy, if I had a nickel, Hannah. What are you doing today?
I just got home from school drop off. It took me 45 minutes to get home from my kid's school. That was 10 minutes away.
That's the worst.
Bad traffic in Castle Rock today. Don't go that
brutal.
Way.
Isn't it always bad traffic around Castle Rock?
Today was exceptionally bad.
I was just down there a couple weekends ago. I hadn't been down in Castle Rock for like a year. It's insane down there.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's grown so much.
The population explosion is nutty.
I lived in Castle Rock for a while and moved about almost 20 years ago. I moved out, and I don't even recognize it now.
It's beautiful,
it's night
though.
And
God,
day from
beautiful.
The way it was in the early 2000s.
So pretty down.
Night and day. But wonderful people. It's a loving community, wouldn't you say, Anna?
Yeah, especially like with fall and Christmas, there's lots of like really good family activities that they do.
That's
downtown,
good.
So.
Pretty soon they'll light up that giant star up on top of the rock.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Do you get dressed up to drop your kids off, or do you just roll in your PJs?
Depends on the day. I was hoping to be productive today, but, you know.
You got up and got ready then?
I did, yeah, and then I sat in my car for half an hour, so, you know.
Do you have another job that you do?
Yeah, I'm a nurse also. So
oh, thank
not
you for that.
Today, though.
Yeah, that's good work. Thank you.
Good for you. Are you do like a 3-on-4-off kind of thing or something?
I just work one day a week with my kiddos.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, I used to do 3.
Well, we're really glad you called. You ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This one is kind of complicated. It might take a long time to say all of them, so try to spit them out as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Speaking of kids, 10 seconds. Five things you might take away when you ground your kids. Five things you might take away when you ground your children. Ready and go.
Tablet, TV, phone, car, friends, dessert.
That's the one that stings. No cheesecake.
No.
No ice cream.
Oh,
worst mom ever.
How old are your kids, Hannah?
Well, they're 2 and 4, so I got a little bit of ways before.
Yeah, you're not really grounding a 2-year-old. Maybe a 4-year-old.
You sounds like you're prepared, though. Yeah. Like you are ready to take some things away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm ready, man.
She's rolling those sleeves up. She will take those friends away in a heartbeat.
Yep. That's awesome.
Got to prep. Oh. Got to prepare
That's
early.
Right.
You know what? You're a winner!
You do get dessert, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Good What's job. Your go-to dessert?
Okay, I found these awesome bites things at Costco. They're like s'mores bites, but they have this kettle-cooked caramel on the inside, too.
My
Shut your mouth.
They're so bad. Like
I would eat 24 of those in one sitting.
That sounds really good.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to get them, though, because you know how Costco is. Once you find something you like, it's seasonal.
Yep. So they may or may not be there the next time you go.
Get 3 bags of them.
Yeah.
I was telling Jeremy that over the weekend I was at this place, and their dessert that they had comes out. You know those little, just like little mason jar things that you can drink out of and everything, but they're mason like ball jars or whatever. And they put banana pudding in there, Hannah, with caramel drizzled throughout it.
Ooh.
And then the little Nilla wafers on the side for like dippage.
How about that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Get you some.
See, that's exactly what I said. I said, oh, yeah.
Mm. Hmm. I'll eat anything with a caramel drizzle.
The caramel drizzle makes everything in life a little bit better.
Sure does.
Hannah, if you will stand by, Josh is going to come back and visit with you about your prize, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to your boys in the morning. Then we've got Bailey and Brooke. Bailey, I'm sorry somebody got the prize, but thank you for continuing to hold. That's very sweet of you.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Oh, not much besides work.
Okay, which is what? What do you do?
I'm a nanny.
A nanny. Mm-hmm. All right, what's on tap for the kiddos today?
School, which is nice for me.
I was going to say, the first half of your day, what are you doing?
I actually get to go home, have a little break, and then I do pick up after they're done.
Hmm.
So you take the kids
Not
to
a
school,
bad gig.
You pick them up, and then do you hang with them a little bit? Or, I mean, do the kids ever see their parents, or how much is your role?
Well, during the school day, by the time they get home, we have like 15 minutes together at the end of the day. But if it's not a school day, then we're just, you know, hanging around the house, going to do something. But I'm there from 7 to 4 every day, round the clock.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're not. You go home and do things in the middle.
True, but when the kids are home, I'm there, you know.
So
when there are multiple school breaks,
how do you
should be
paid?
Able to relate to
oh,
that.
Oh, God. So how do you get paid? Is it per day? Is it a salary? Is it hourly?
It's salary. So basically, they just kind of pay me for the convenience of being around in case.
So you're getting paid while you're at home right now doing your own personal stuff. Basically.
Yep.
This is a what job that Zeke needs.
Zeke, where are you?
Zeke needs to be a nanny. He gets paid the most for doing the little amount of work is what he wants.
Yeah, and parents, you definitely want to hire him with that history
of kicking
doors in.
Get Zeke back on the line. This is it.
This is a Zeke-approved job.
This is a Zeke moment right here.
It's got the Zeke stamp of approval.
It's a foot. That's awesome, Bailey. Good for you.
Funny. Where'd you find this family?
Honestly, online on a babysitting website,
okay.
And then just stuck it out for the last 2 years.
Stuck it out.
Are they paying you? Are they paying you well? Are you happy with your income?
Yes, I'm very happy.
They're pretty well off,
and
then.
The hours, I can't complain. I get to do my own thing. You know.
Yeah, it's great. Mm. Do you ever get to raid their fridge and stuff while you're there?
I do, but I don't. I'm
you
allowed
don't.
To, but. I bring my own stuff.
You're very respectful.
Yeah,
good for you.
You seem very kind.
Thank you. This is my first time calling, so I appreciate it.
How was your experience with us? You got to give us anywhere from 1 to 5 stars. What are we getting?
Oh, so I heard the other morning that you were saying that you haven't got a 1 star. I almost wanted to give you one just because you said that, but 5 stars.
5 stars. Oh, yeah. We're on a roll.
There we go.
That would have been sad. We would have been so sad.
I know.
You are delightful, Bailey. Thank you for listening. Thank you for finally calling. Now we hope you call us often,
okay? Whoa, hold on. We just
got
a text.
What happened?
We have not asked anyone about their unusual pancake usage. Except Zeke.
That's right. We didn't ask about the pancakes.
No. Bailey, what's your unusual pancake usage?
So the way I make pancakes is I put it in like a squeezy bottle, and then I cook them on the stovetop, kind of like spaghetti. So it's spaghetti pancakes.
Oh, like little strings of pancake.
Yeah. It's delicious.
Wait a minute.
That's unique.
It's a string of pancake?
Yeah. If
yeah,
it gets
you put
in a squeezy
it in, like,
bottle.
A squeezy bottle and like make little lines. Then you just roll them, flip them over, and you got little spaghettis.
That's such a nanny like thing.
Are you
to
the
do.
Nanny or are you the child in this room?
No, that's great. And they're
asked that a lot.
They get kind of crispy probably.
Yeah, they do. They taste great. You should try
it.
Oh,
darn.
I'm gonna.
It's almost like those little, like, what are they, like onion straw things that you can get on
a
burger or something?
That would be fun to eat. I got to get me a squeezy bottle.
And thank you to whoever wrote in saying, what the hell, boys, you're not asking about the pain. I totally spaced on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Bailey, have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate
Bye.
You. But we still have Brooke, who did not go into the doctor's office yet. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Yay.
Thank you for holding. We should ask you right off the bat before we forget, what's your unusual way of having pancakes?
Well, first, I'm gluten-free, and then I put peanut butter and bananas on mine.
Oh,
oh wow. That sounds good.
I hope you're available, because I'm coming after you.
Allie, I would only be with a woman who's not gluten-free, though, so...
Are you saying she's a little high maintenance?
A little high maintenance. I mean, honestly, Brooke, you didn't even need to mention that, really.
I know. Sorry.
That's just your thing, right?
You keep that quiet on the first date, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I like the peanut butter and banana. It's almost like an Elvis thing.
That's good. That combination of the peanut butter and the banana, it's heavenly.
The best. Like, I had a peanut butter and banana shake not that long ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was a home run.
Rub that on my belly.
Yeah, I did. I rubbed it all over my body.
Why are you going to the doctor?
Yeah,
What's wrong?
There you
go. Why are you going?
I'm going, to get a treatment for my depression.
Okay. What treatment are they doing? Is it a certain type of medication?
No, it's actually a stimulation for my brain. So it's
I'm familiar magnetic. With. I've heard of this before. I know somebody
How do they
who
do
had
it?
That done. It's called
shock
what's it
therapy.
Called? No, it's
shake
what's
therapy.
It, what's the name of it that you're doing?
Transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Not the one I was looking for.
Okay, no, really, I do know someone who had that done. I just couldn't remember the words, and they said it's worked wonders for them. So.
Yeah, so I just started, so I'm hoping it works wonders for me,
What
too.
Do they do? Walk me through this.
They stick a magnet, kind of like an MRI magnet, on your head, and it stimulates the brain, part of your brain that is depressed.
No way.
So this was a friend of a friend of mine, but I know them fairly well, and they were talking about it when we were together not that long ago, and they were telling this whole group about it, and it was, so is it known as TMI, is that right?
TMS
with the magnet on the brain. Like when you walk out of there and you're done, can you like stick like a fork to the side of your head too as you walk out?
No.
Nothing like that. No weird side effects. Okay.
No, right.
That's good.
That's good because you don't want to like stay on any type of medication if you can help it.
I'm sure,
but at the same time, you definitely want to get it treated because there are so many millions of Americans who battle depression and don't do anything about it. And I just want to say to them, there are treatments available. You really, really need to go do this. We need to get rid of the stupid stigma that some people have attached to it. And it's like, no, it's a biological thing, and we need to get it treated. And, Brooke, I am so glad you're doing that.
Yeah, I hope it works for you, Brooke.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Do you have a job?
Yeah, I'm a nurse.
Okay. We've got a lot of nurses
sure
in the
do.
Last couple of months.
Popular with the nurses.
What area of nursing do you do?
I do med-surg, so a lot of surgical patients.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good for you. Impressive. We know you've got an appointment to go to. Thank you for staying on the line and chatting with us. And thanks for chit-chatting. And thanks for the peanut butter and banana pancake idea, too, okay?
Yes. Thank you, boys.
All right, bye,
You're
Brokey.
The best. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. I love our listeners. We've got the greatest listeners on the planet.